Welcome to Southern Fried Ambition. For this episode, I talked to Josh Hinkle of Marching Band Works and Associate Director of Bands at River Bluff High School. We talked about his digital music program there and the path that got him to where he is. So without further ado, this is episode 11 of Southern Fried Ambition with Josh Hinkle.
I can definitely see it.
Okay. Basically, we'll just talk for half an hour or so and go from there.
All right. All right. I'll do my best, I promise.
Okay. I know are you a band director?
Yes.
In Lexington?
Oh, yeah. I'm the associate director of bands at River Bluff High School.
Okay.
We have three band directors here at the high school, and I guess you would consider me the second band director.
Okay. So you're not the executive chef, you're just the chef.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want
to. Oh, okay.
I was the executive chef at other schools for about 7 years, and I decided that wasn't my cup of tea after 7 years. I wanted a little bit less stress, a little bit less responsibility, but still enjoy the art of teaching students.
Right. I know what it looks like on your Facebook feed. What I've gathered that you end up doing is writing a lot of the drill. Do you do the music too, or just the
well?
Drill
actually, what I do is I do all the music for the band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't do all of it per se. I do all the winds music, which would be all the woodwinds and the brass. And our third band director does all the percussion music.
Okay. And I remember you as a percussionist. So, it's a bit of a turnaround for
that is a bit of a turnaround. I was a percussionist, by trade, as you know. But as I got into college and, other musical ventures, I found the love for writing for brass and woodwinds.
So you came back from the dark side.
That's right. I came back from the dark side, and I still write for percussion, of course, but I love writing for wind instruments.
Okay. And you know, as the trend has gone, Josh is another person that went to Easley High School, same time I did. That's tended to be the case for the people that have been on this podcast.
That's right.
And we were in the marching band together for a few years. Were you a year behind me?
I graduated in 96. So
okay, so 2 years.
Not to give my age away to all the listeners out there, but yeah, 2 years behind you, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever your age is, mine's 2 years worse. So
that's right.
There you go. I know you also you've launched Marching Band Works recently.
That's right. Marching Band Works is in its going into I think maybe the third year now. And that's my
not recently.
No, roughly kind of recently. I mean, it's updating every year. It's my marching band publications business. Kind of my second job is I'm a music composer and I'm an arranger, and I work with bands all over the United States. And I write marching band shows for groups all over the country. And then usually what happens is after I write their show, we take that music and we make a publication out of it, and we publish it on our website for sale for anyone else who would like to come by, kind of like a storefront, would like to come by and purchase it for the next year. So it's kind of like a side business in the music publication world.
Okay. So do you more do arrangements of existing pieces or original compositions?
I would say it's a combination of both. It depends on the band director. A lot of band directors like to do things they know and their audience and their community would know. But a lot of band direct, you know, a lot of band directors find a cool show theme for their band and want all original brand new music. So we go both routes.
And I think the drum corps route is more likely to go with the all original, whereas the high school band is for the most part they're playing football games and they want their audience to be able to latch on to something in the show and go, okay, I know that,
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's pretty much how it works.
Anything you want to go into or
Well, I mean, now that I got you here, I mean, we could talk about old band days. We could,
Yeah, we can.
we can go back to the old Easley Band days, or we could talk about, I mean, whatever you like.
I didn't go quite as far into band as you did, and I know one of the things that kept you going in band was a mutual friend of ours who passed away this past year, and that's how we ended up actually reconnecting. Was Matt Cox, who was very much into the band side, and
Oh yeah, Matt of course was a dear friend. In high school he kind of mentored me coming up through the ranks and kind of got me interested in drum corps and the potential of being a high school band director. I would say he was the one who got my interest into that and kind of pushed me along to become a better musician. And honestly, if it wasn't for Matt, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. Because he kind of, encouraged me to do music education and come down to USC and start my career. So he definitely was a huge influence,
And one thing about him was he would always try to get you to do the best your best effort. He would push you to what you could be.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of always remember him kind of being a tough guy, like.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people saw him as a dick. I'll be
Oh
honest.
yeah.
But the thing is, he wasn't going to sell you short and let you sell yourself short. So he was going to push you. And just how you responded to that, depended on how you saw him.
Exactly. And so I'm definitely, glad that he entered my life and, help me along the path to where I am today. Unfortunately, the past couple of years I didn't see him around very much,
Yeah, and
which was unfortunate, but.
I mean, he was on Facebook. He was there. So, and that's the thing about Facebook. Your friends are there, so you don't need to reach out and talk to them or go see them. But
Exactly.
I didn't actually talk to him after high school, as far as I know. But he was there. I knew he was there. He was on Facebook.
Sure. Yeah.
And I just wish I would have, made a phone call or taken a trip down to Lexington because, it's an hour and a half away, and just, made that one trip or one conversation before it was too
That's right.
late. And since his passing, I have friends all over the country, and whenever one of them passes close to me, I make an effort to go meet them somewhere. If they're a couple hours away, then that's closer than they would normally be, and I'll go, I'll drive to Atlanta and try to meet them for dinner or something.
Yeah. Because you never know. You never
So,
know what could happen if you if you'll ever see them again, and
right,
yeah.
yeah, and it's kind of a sad thing to look back on, but if we can use it to make a positive, then that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And where do we go from
I know.
here?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I mean.
I hit you with the down note, sorry.
Yeah, but I mean things are going well. I mean, we can kind of move on. Things are going well with me. I mean, I'm band directing full time. I'm in my 12th year of teaching. I took a couple years off when I did a master's degree. So I kind of should be in my 15th year, but I'm in my 12th year. So I'm about halfway through my teaching career, and but I'm also, you know, like I'm doing a lot of music composition. That's kind of the big push in my life right now is I'm trying to I focus on a lot of the marching band composition music that I do for folks. Yep. That's one side, but I also do a lot of concert band commission work and a lot of okay. I'm published through two companies nationwide, actually worldwide. One okay. is called C. Allen Publications. They're out of Greensboro, North Carolina, and they publish music of all sorts, like percussion ensemble literature, concert band literature. So a lot of my music through C. Allen is published throughout the world, Europe and Asia and Australia. And then there's another company called Alfred Publications out of California. I have several concert band pieces through that company as well. So if you go online, if you're listening and you want to check out some of my concert band music, just type in my name, Joshua V. Hinkle, and check out Alfred.com or C-AllenPublications.com. A lot of great music you can listen to. So I'm doing that, and believe it or not, I'm working on my first debut album right now, which is kind of a new venture for me.
Is it more classical?
Yeah, it's more classical. I would okay. kind of, if I had to call it a genre, I would call it kind of like a movie soundtrack slash new age sound.
Okay.
If you're into movie soundtracks and you like new age music, a la kind of Yanni, Thomas Bjergsen, Nick Phoenix, those kind of things, like video game music, electronic new age stuff.
Right.
It's going to be kind of along those lines, where it's orchestral with strings and brass and percussion, but it's got that epic sound to it that you might hear in like movie okay. trailers or video games, things like that.
So are you scoring it for a particular band that's going to play?
No, it's all, and this is what's fun about this for me is this is all digital music. Everything is electronic that I'm doing in my home studio, and there's no live musicians required. You know, one day I'll get to the point, hopefully, where I can hire a 100-piece orchestra to record it, you know, in Hollywood or something like that. But for now, it's going to be done in my studio home with music sample libraries that are very sophisticated and sound sound very, very real. If, you know, some people might not tell the difference.
Right.
So I've been working on that. It's called Dreaming Awake. And it's about probably a year away from launch, because I'm right in the middle of it, and we got to go through the mixing and mastering process still, and all that kind of stuff. But it's a kind of a fun side project I wanted to mention while I was here, you know. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, or if you're not, you know, become friends with me, hit me up on Facebook, and you know, several months from now, you'll start seeing releases and info about the Dreaming Awake album that's going to come out.
So do you basically do MIDI sequencing, or do you have a controller?
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
How are you
doing the input?
It's
basically MIDI sequencing. You know, I have a, you know, MIDI keyboard and the program I use is Logic Pro. Basically I set up all the instrument tracks and, you know, input everything via MIDI, but then I assign the sample library, say strings or the brass, to the MIDI and to each track. And then I go through and shape it and make it balanced and mixed and sound like a live orchestra. So
right, yeah, and that's hard to do. Really, it's hard to take even the best samples. It's hard to make it sound real because there's dynamics and a real instrument doesn't have a flat response every time.
Exactly, and fortunately. With today's technology, the samples are so real sounding because they're actually sampled from real instruments, and you have such control, you know, with like the mod wheel on a piano and all the entry and all the reverb and EQ and compression you can do to it. You can get really, really close to where some people can't tell the difference. So ultimately, that's the goal for this first album is to get to that point.
Okay. And
yeah.
And that's awesome. I've dabbled in some music creation myself, and MIDI sequencing is not easy. I have trouble with trying to make the rhythm in my head be the same thing as the rhythm that comes out of the
Right,
computer.
I have that
But
problem too. Yeah.
I guess actually being able to press it out on a keyboard kind of helps some.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like you think of it in your head, and it's like, okay, well, this is obviously this, and then you put that into the computer, and it's like, oh,
No, that's
no,
not
that's
right.
not
Oh,
that.
and you know what? 20 years later, that still happens to me all the time. You know, I have a lot of experience doing it, but it still happens to me every day, I would say.
Okay. One of the, when you were talking about your composition for concert band and marching band, I wanted to I wanted to touch on something that many listeners might not think about. Not only with those, not only do you have to write for trying to replicate the sound of the piece, if you're it, or create the sound of the piece, but you have to write to the level of the band that's going to be playing it. So, if you're selling to a middle school, it's going to be a different level of sophistication than if you're selling to, a third year in college, type
Definitely.
thing.
I mean, band pieces or band music is divided up into six levels. Level six being what people consider professional music. Most really talented high school programs can play grade four, five, and some six pieces. This certainly the best bands in South Carolina can play grade six. Middle school music is grade from grade half to one, two, and three. So you're right. That's something I do have to consider is, if it's a younger band with younger members and they don't have quite the range to play as high on trombone as, other people. I work with the directors hand in hand to make sure, all the commission works I do for them and all the arranging kind of fits their kids perfectly, fits that mold.
Or as low on trombone, because that's an embouchure change that takes some adjustment too as well.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That
And then other things you have to.
playing those third trombone pieces on some of that stuff we were playing in high school, that took some
Oh,
doing.
well, that's some low notes. I know. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, you have to take into consideration the ability level of all the performers and make sure what you're writing is smart, and it's going to be achievable.
So, okay. So your college years were South Carolina, is
Well,
that right?
yeah, I went to the University of South Carolina from, let's see, the fall of '96, and I graduated South Carolina in 2001. So it took me about 5.5 years to do my undergraduate. I mean, I was a good student. It was that many hours in the program. It just took that long. The music education program at University of South Carolina is very extensive and very thorough. So it just took a while to do, and got through it. And so I did my bachelor's degree there, and then I did my master's degree at Coastal Carolina University in Conway, which is right by Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Because
So,
why not? I
'cause
mean,
why not?
who doesn't like to live at the beach? So I took a
If you're gonna take a 3-year break, you might as well
Right.
go to
So what I did was
the
after my bachelor's degree, I taught middle school band down near Charleston and Somerville for 2 years. And then I left to go do my master's degree. I got a great offer from a dear friend to come be a graduate assistant from the percussion director at Coastal Carolina University. So I went there and I was their band grad assistant, and I did my master's degree for 2 years there. I took a year off after that. I worked for another company. I thought at that point I was going to get out of teaching, But then I got a great job offer, and I taught a high school band in the kind of the Myrtle Beach area for 3 years. And then which was a school called Lakeview High School, which is a 1A high school in South Carolina. It was a really small country high school. Great people, great, wonderful place, great people. In fact, to this day, I miss it a lot. So I taught high school band there for 3 years. And then I got a great job offer at Ashley Ridge High School, which at the time was a 3A high school back in Somerville. It was a brand new high school. It was a high school that split off of Somerville High School and Fort Dorchester. That's down there. It was a brand new school at the time. I think it was a 2009 or 10. And I took the job there as the head band director. And let's see, I spent 4 years there. And by the time I left, the band numbers had doubled in size, and we were a 5A high school. So we were huge. We had over 2,000, we had like 2,300 students at the high school. And as you can imagine, like I said earlier in the interview, I got, you know, pretty stressed being the head person the whole time. It's just a mammoth undertaking. Right. And I look back on people like Barry Reese, who was the band director that we were under, and just such an appreciation and understanding of what that man had to go through. I know it was a different time, but as kids, we didn't understand it. But as an adult and having to live in those shoes, it takes a special person to be able to do that kind of job. So after 7 years of being the head guy, like I said, this great job in Lexington opened up to where I can teach music composition, which is one of my passions that we've been talking about. And I came here to River Bluff High School, which was the new school here that split from Lexington. Lexington High School split, and River Bluff opened. And my wife happens to be from Lexington. Her whole family is here. So, you know, it was just perfect. It was great timing. You know, just meant to be for us to come back to Columbia. We're Columbia people anyways. We, you know, we're huge. You know, sorry, we're huge Gamecock fans. Sorry, Clemson fans. Although congrats for last night, though.
I don't think they care right now.
You know, and that's congrats to them. Hats off to them. They did a great job last night. But anyways, you know, it was you know, that's kind of how I ended up here, and 3 years later, I'm still here at River Bluff doing the thing.
So that they actually have a music composition at the high school.
Yeah, actually, half of my job here actually is teaching music composition, which is really one of the when the job came open, and actually the advertisement said digital music teacher, and I was like, what? I was what is that? What is a digital music teacher? Because most high schools don't have that.
No, they don't.
So because I was
easily definitely did not.
Correct. Yes. Right. So I contacted the school. I'm like, what is this about? And they explained, oh, this is – we have a music lab and we have this and that. I'm like, well, that's right up my alley. That's what I love doing. So I applied for the job, and plus I was a band director with all this head band director experience. They were like, it was a win, huge win-win for them to get a head band director type person into the school to be the associate band director, but then also do the music composition stuff.
Right.
So it was just a
huge, because
it's perfect.
Yeah, because the digital composition, is that a full curriculum or?
Oh yeah.
Or would you have been splitting? Okay.
Yeah, it's a 2 year curriculum where the first year the students learn how to use all the equipment, they learn how to use the programs, the software, and then by their second year, the students are building their and creating their own album for themselves.
Okay.
So my goal for them is when they leave high school to be able to fully produce their own album and publish it on iTunes and make money.
Right. So, I mean, do you use the full production software, or do you use something more on the free open source end? Or do you explore all that?
Well, yeah, obviously because of some budget concerns, you know, you know, that stuff's very expensive. You know, I can't have Logic Pro, currently on every computer. We're working towards those things, trying to do those sorts of things. But right now we use GarageBand on all the computers.
Okay, so you have Apples?
Yeah, we have all iMacs. We have an entire 20-piece iMac lab with Yamaha keyboards. So it's great. It's a great setup. We have a music notation software called Sibelius on all the computers. But we're working towards advancing those things and going to like Logic Pro soon and getting sample libraries and building our program here.
Awesome. I've actually worked with various pieces of open source, free open source software, LMMS, which is Linux multimedia software,
Sure.
and Ubuntu Studio, which is a full OS and studio setup, which is all free and is a good place to start for anybody who who either doesn't want to buy a Mac or doesn't want to buy all the software.
Exactly.
But yeah, like I said, I've tinkered with it, and it's very hard to make what you want to come out of it come out of
And it's you're
it.
exactly right. You know, and the kids learn that, and it's tough, and it's fun though. I mean, like we use GarageBand, and you know, GarageBand can import movies, and we write music to the to movie scenes, and
Okay,
we're you know.
so you're showing them scoring and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
we do a little bit of that, and
Cool.
I teach them a little music theory, so we learn how to do, you know, chords and what, you know, what rhythms are, so they learn some basic piano skills, and so they learn how to write their own music. And you know, you can we shoot commercials here at school, and we input those into GarageBand, and the kids write music for the commercials, so they're getting
Man.
real world experiences. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to go back to high
Yeah,
school.
come on, you can come join the class. It'd be great.
They'll let me right in, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds like a great program. Yeah,
Yeah. So
I'm
that's
sure.
what I'm up to lately, and you know, and just you know, enjoying life and been happily married, you know, for 14 years now, and going
And
on 15.
basically living your dream and doing what you want to
I
do.
am. Yeah, I feel really blessed, and just really glad to be doing what I'm doing, and just hope it. You know, and also really humble about it. I'm just really thankful and humble, and hopefully we can keep moving up the ladder.
I don't really have anywhere to go from there, and
Okay.
I think we can just I'm proud of you, man. You're a couple years behind me, so I guess I may have mentored you at some
Oh,
point, but
absolutely, yeah.
I love what you're doing, and I love the direction you've gone, and I wish I was a kid in your class at this
Oh,
point, 'cause
thanks.
that way I could learn to actually use the software I'm trying to use. So
Well, I can tell you, I remember our band days together fondly, and you were definitely one of the guys I looked up to as a young band student. And you know, and I remember you were a fun guy to have in band class. You know, and you know, you were everywhere. I remember that.
okay.
You know.
I don't remember myself as fondly, so it's fine.
No.
It's always interesting to see how other people saw you.
No, I think I remember you having big hair.
I did have some floppy hair there at the end.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
he's the trombone guy with
So
the floppy hair. Yes.
he's the trombone guy with the floppy hair, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not the drum major. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
That was I think that was a good talk, and
Well, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be here, you know.
yeah. And I'm glad we got to talk, and I'm glad you're doing well and doing what you want to
Okay.
do.
Yeah, me too.
And and I'll talk at the rest of you guys next time.